With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Heavy damage, at least 240 people injured in an Iranian missile strike on southern Israel's main hospital. A high-rise apartment building near Tel Aviv was also hit. And taking no chances, the State Department has started evacuating non-essential diplomats and their families from the American Embassy in Israel.
The evacuations come as hostilities between Israel and Iran intensify, and President Trump warns of the possibility of getting directly involved in the conflict. There's confusion, however, over evacuation plans for private American citizens. U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee announced that such plans were being made. But hours later, the State Department said there is no announcement about assisting private U.S. citizens to depart at this time. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And President Trump not saying much about America's potential role in the conflict going forward.
Nothing's finished until it's finished. You know, war is very complex. A lot of bad things can happen. A lot of turns are made. So I don't know. I wouldn't say that we won anything yet. I would say that we'll see. The next week is going to be very big. Maybe less than a week. Maybe less.
And the U.S. is dispatching additional firepower to the Middle East. The USS Nimitz carrier strike group heading to the region, joining other American forces already stationed there. Israel's defense minister is threatening Iran's supreme leader over the attacks on Israeli civilians. Israel routinely warns Iranian civilians of pending attacks. On Capitol Hill,
President Biden was mentally unfit to carry out the responsibilities of the most powerful office in the world.
GOP Senator Eric Schmidt at a hearing entitled Unfit to Serve, Republicans investigating the alleged Democrat cover-up of then-President Biden's cognitive decline. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Colorado.
The town of Castle Rock has agreed to let a local church operate a homeless shelter and will pay $225,000 in legal fees. Town officials went to court to try and stop Rock Church from housing homeless people in its parking lot. First Liberty represented the congregation in court and has released a statement saying, quote, "This is a welcome resolution and a good example of cooperation between church and state." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Jersey Supreme Court has ruled that the state can have a grand jury examine allegations of clergymen sexually abusing children. The ruling comes after a Catholic diocese tried for years to block such proceedings. The Diocese of Camden argued that a court rule prevented its state attorney general from impaneling a grand jury to issue findings in the state's investigation into decades of allegations against Catholic priests. However, the diocese notified the court in May it would no longer oppose the grand jury. This is SRN News. The Stanley Cup is a little banged up thanks to the Florida Panthers' celebration of back-to-back titles.
The bowl of the famous trophy is cracked and the bottom is dented. Not for the first time and likely not the last. The Panthers won their second consecutive championship on home ice Tuesday night, beating Edmonton in six games. The team, following decades of tradition, partied with the cup in the wee hours and kept the revelry going in Fort Lauderdale well into Wednesday afternoon. A spokesperson for the Hockey Hall of Fame says that the keepers of the Stanley Cup are taking appropriate steps and plan to have it repaired by the celebration parade on Sunday. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A groundbreaking today in Virginia for the rebuilding of one of the country's oldest black churches, a ceremony at Colonial Williamsburg, owns the land where the church stood. First Baptist Church of Williamsburg officially established itself in 1776. Its wooden building was destroyed by a tornado in 1834. More details, srnnews.com.